I want to expand the discussion from last week of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, which is exact this Wednesday. As I pointed out, this conjunction can mean increased sensitivity and openness that can enhance spiritual practices as well as improve material reality by letting go and softening around whatever might be blocked or in the way. It also can make us more susceptible and vulnerable to suggestion and other means of influence, so that we may find it difficult to stay focused, even to say no. As I have repeated many times, the choice is yours as to how you want to engage this or any energy complex represented by the planets and their aspects or relationships to each other. While it is exact on Wednesday, the conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune will occur again in July and December, so its effects should be noticed throughout the rest of the year. What makes this one more noteworthy is that the asteroid or planetoid Chiron is also in conjunction with Jupiter and Neptune right now. In mythology, Chiron was a centaur, though he refrained from the impulses of most centaurs, which included excessive drinking, leading to violence and the destruction and vice that goes with it. Chiron was known for his abilities as a healer, an astrologer, and teacher. He was sought after for his wisdom. Chiron was immortal, but suffered from an incurable wound inflicted upon him by Hercules, who accidentally shot him with a poison-tipped arrow. Chiron gave up his immortality, so it was not death he feared, but it was living that became intolerable. Chiron as an orbiting object was discovered in 1977. This was the year that Ken Wilber published his first book, The Spectrum of Consciousness. Wilber describes his work as an integral theory of consciousness. Interestingly, he proposes a level of consciousness that he sees humanity evolving towards as centauric consciousness. It is where a search for meaning, self-actualization, freedom, integration, and autonomy predominate. Only one centaur embodied those traits, and that was Chiron. The addition of Chiron to the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction adds another dimension to this energy of enhanced sensitivity. It implies that this is a time for extensive healing and expansion of consciousness, both individually and for the planet. The last time this triple conjunction occurred almost this closely was in September 1945, the surrender of Japan and the end of World War II, following the nuclear detonations over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Today, there remains an immense need for healing throughout the planet, and this offers another opportunity for that to occur. However, the ability to heal or become whole, whether on an individual or global level, will likely be found in non-physical modalities now. Prayer, meditation, and surrender to the limitless can have a significant impact at this time. The influences of Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron together can be subtle, yet their effects can be profound, should you open yourself to them.